Do just one thing for your people. Make their women unable to have children or to nurse their babies. The Lord's judgment on Israel. Israel, I first began to hate you because you did evil at Gilgal. Now I will chase you out of my house. No longer will I love you. Your leaders betrayed me. Israel, you are a vine with dried up roots and fruitless branches. Even if you had more children and loved them dearly, I would slaughter them all. Hosea warns Israel. Israel, you disobeyed my God. Now he will force you to roam from nation to nation. Chapter 10. You were a healthy vine covered with grapes. But the more grapes you grew, the more altars you built. The better off you became, the better shrines you set up for pagan gods. You are deceitful and disloyal, so you will pay for your sins, because the Lord will destroy your altars and images. We don't have a king, you will say. We don't fear the Lord, and what good are kings? Israel, you break treaties and don't keep promises. You turn justice into poisonous weeds, where healthy plants should grow. All who live in Samaria tremble with concern for the idols at sinful Bethel. The idol there was the pride of the priests, but it has been put to shame. Now everyone will cry. It will be taken to Assyria and given to the great king. Then Israel will be disgraced for worshipping that idol. Like a twig in a stream, the king of Samaria will be swept away. The altars at sinful Bethel will be destroyed for causing Israel to sin. They will be grown over with thorns and thistles. Then everyone will beg the mountains and hills to cover and protect them. The Lord promises to punish Israel. Israel, you have never stopped sinning since that time at Gibeah. That's why you will be attacked at Gibeah. Your sins have doubled and you are rebellious. Now I have decided to send nations to attack and put you in chains. Once you were obedient like a calf that loved to thresh grain. But I will put a harness on your powerful neck. You and Judah must plow and cultivate the ground. Plow your fields, scatter seeds of justice, and harvest faithfulness. Worship me, the Lord, and I will send my saving power down like rain. You have planted evil, harvested injustice, and eaten the fruit of your lies. You trusted your own strength and your powerful forces. So war will break out and your fortresses will be destroyed. Your enemies will do to you what Shalmon did to the people of Beth Arbel. Mothers and their children will be beaten to death against rocks. Bethel, this will be your fate because of your evil. Israel, at dawn, your king will be killed. God's love for his people. Chapter 11. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and I called my son out of Egypt. But as the saying goes, the more they were called, the more they rebelled. They never stopped offering incense and sacrifices to the idols of Baal. I took Israel by the arm and taught them to walk, but they would not admit that I was the one who had healed them. I led them with kindness and with love, not with ropes. I held them close to me. I bent down to feed them. But they trusted Egypt instead of returning to me. Now Assyria will rule them. War will visit their cities, and their plans will fail. My people are determined to reject me for a god they think is stronger. But he can't help. Israel, I can't let you go. I can't give you up. How could I possibly destroy you as I did the towns of Admah and Zeboiim? I just can't do it. My feelings for you are much too strong. Israel, I won't lose my temper and destroy you again. I am the holy God, not merely some human, and I won't stay angry. I, the Lord, will roar like a lion, and my children will return trembling from the west. They will come back fluttering like birds from Egypt or like doves from Assyria. then I will bring them back to their homes. I, the Lord, have spoken. Israel and Judah compared. Israel is deceitful to me, their loyal and holy God. They surround me with lies, and Judah worships other gods. Chapter 12. All day long, Israel chases wind from the desert. Deceit and violence are found everywhere. Treaties are made with Assyria. Olive oil is taken to Egypt. Israel and Judah condemned. The Lord also brings charges against the people of Judah, the descendants of Jacob. He will punish them for what they have done. Even before Jacob was born, he cheated his brother. And when he grew up, he fought against God. At Bethel, Jacob wrestled with an angel and won. Then, with tears in his eyes, he asked for a blessing, and God spoke to us there. God's name is the Lord God all-powerful. So return to your God, patiently trust him, and show love and justice. Israel, you enjoy cheating and taking advantage of others. You say to yourself, I'm rich. I earned it all on my own without committing a sin. The Lord is still the God of Israel. Israel, I, the Lord, am still your God, just as I have been since the time you were in Egypt. Now I will force you to live in tents once again as you did in the desert. I spoke to the prophets, often I spoke in visions. And so I will send my prophets with messages of doom. Gilead is terribly sinful and will end up ruined. Bulls are sacrificed in Gilgal on altars made of stones. But those stones will be scattered in every field. Jacob escaped to Syria, where he tended sheep to earn himself a wife. I sent the prophet Moses to lead Israel from Egypt and to keep them safe. Israel, I will make you pay for your terrible sins and for insulting me. Israel is doomed. Chapter 13. The Lord said, When your leaders spoke, everyone in Israel trembled and showed great respect. But you sinned by worshipping Baal, and you were destroyed. Now you continue to sin by designing and making idols of silver in the shape of calves. You are told to sacrifice to these idols, yes, even to kiss them. And so all of you will vanish like the mist or the dew of early morning, or husks of grain in the wind, or smoke from a chimney. I, the Lord, have been your God since the time you were in Egypt. I am the only God you know, the only one who can save. I took care of you in a thirsty desert. I fed you till you were satisfied. Then you became proud and forgot about me. Now I will attack like a lion, ambush you like a leopard, and rip you apart like a bear robbed of her cubs. I will gnaw on your bones as though I were a lion or some other wild animal. Israel, you are done for. Don't expect help from me. You wanted a king and rulers. Where is your king now? What cities have rulers? In my anger I gave you a king. In my fury I took him away. Israel's terrible fate. The Lord said, Israel, your terrible sins are written down and stored away. You are like a senseless child who refuses to be born at the proper time. Should I, the Lord, rescue you from death and the grave? No, I call death and the grave to strike you like a plague. I refuse to show mercy. No matter how much you prosper, more than the other tribes, I, the Lord, will wipe you out just as a scorching desert wind dries up streams of water. I will take away your precious treasures. Samaria will be punished for turning against me. It will be destroyed in war. Children will be beaten against rocks, and pregnant women will be ripped open. Turn back to the Lord. Chapter 14. Israel, return. Come back to the Lord your God. Sin has made you fall. Return to the Lord and say, Please forgive our sins. Accept our good sacrifices of praise instead of bulls. Assyria can't save us, and chariots can't help. So we will no longer worship the idols we have made. Our Lord, you show mercy to orphans. The Lord promises to forgive. Israel, you have rejected me, but my anger is gone. I will heal you and love you without limit. I will be like the dew. Then you will blossom like lilies and have roots like a tree. Your branches will spread with the beauty of an olive tree and with the aroma of Lebanon forest. You will rest in my shade and your grain will grow. You will blossom like a vineyard and be famous as the wine from Lebanon. Israel, give up your idols. I will answer your prayers and take care of you. I am that glorious tree, the source of your fruit. If you are wise, you will know and understand what I mean. I am the Lord, and I lead you along the right path. If you obey me, we will walk together. But if you are wicked, you will stumble.
This ends Hosea, narrated by George Guidel. And now, Joel, narrated by Jonathan Davis.
Joel. About this book. Joel was a prophet who had watched swarm after swarm of locusts cover the land of Israel and wipe out the crops. He described these locusts as though they were an enemy army, destroying everything in sight. And he said that the Lord had sent the locusts as punishment for the sins of Israel. Joel also used the locusts as a way of talking about a real army that was going to attack Israel. But the Lord promised that if the people would turn back to him, he would forgive them and bless them once again. The locusts caused horrible destruction, but it was only a small taste of what will happen on the judgment day of the Lord. At that time, the Lord will put all nations on trial for what they have done to his people, and those who are guilty will be punished. Chapter 1. I am Joel, the son of Pethuel, and this is the message the Lord gave to me. Locusts cover the land. Listen, you leaders and everyone else in the land. Has anything like this ever happened before? Tell our children. Let it be told to our grandchildren and their children too. Swarm after swarm of locusts has attacked our crops, eating everything in sight. Sober up, you drunkards. Cry long and loud. Your wine supply is gone. A powerful nation with countless troops has invaded our land. They have the teeth and jaws of powerful lions. Our grapevines and fig trees are stripped bare. Only naked branches remain. Grieve like a young woman mourning for the man she was to marry. Offerings of grain and wine are no longer brought to the Lord's temple. His servants, the priests, are deep in sorrow. Barren fields mourn. Grain, grapes, and olives are scorched and shriveled. Mourn for our farms and our vineyards. There's no wheat or barley growing in our fields. Grapevines have dried up, and so has every tree. Figs and pomegranates, date palms and apples. All happiness has faded away. Return to God. Mourn, you priests who serve at the altar of my God. Spend your days and nights wearing sackcloth. Offerings of grain and wine are no longer brought to the Lord's temple. Tell the leaders and people to come together at the temple. Order them to go without eating and to pray sincerely. We are in for trouble. Soon, the Lord, all-powerful, will bring disaster. Our food is already gone. There's no more celebrating at the temple of our God. Seeds dry up in the ground. No harvest is possible. Our barns are in bad shape with no grain to store in them. Our cattle wander aimlessly, moaning for lack of pasture, and sheep are suffering.
I cry out to you, Lord.
Grasslands and forests are eaten by the scorching heat. Wild animals have no water because of you. Rivers and streams are dry and pastures are parched.
Locusts and an Enemy Army. Chapter 2.
Sound the trumpet on Zion, the Lord's sacred hill. Warn everyone to tremble. The judgment day of the Lord is coming soon. It will be dark and gloomy, with storm clouds overhead. Troops will cover the mountains like thunderclouds. No army this powerful has ever been gathered before or will ever be again. Fiery flames surround them. No one escapes. Before they invaded, the land was like Eden. Now, only a desert remains. They look like horses and charge like cavalry. They roar over mountains like noisy chariots, or a mighty army ready for battle. They are a forest fire that feasts on straw. The very sight of them is frightening. They climb over walls like warriors. They march in columns and never turn aside. They charge straight ahead without pushing each other. Even arrows and spears cannot make them retreat. They swarm over city walls and enter our homes. They crawl in through windows just like thieves. They make the earth tremble and the heavens shake. The sun and moon turn dark and stars stop shining. The Lord God leads this army of countless troops, and they obey his commands. The day of his judgment is so terrible that no one can stand it. The Lord's Invitation. The Lord said, "It isn't too late. You can still return to me with all your heart. Start crying and mourning. Go without eating. Don't rip your clothes to show your sorrow. Instead, turn back to me with broken hearts. I am merciful, kind, and caring. I don't easily lose my temper, and I don't like to punish. I am the Lord your God. Perhaps I will change my mind and treat you with mercy. Then you will be blessed with enough grain and wine for offering sacrifices to me. Sound the trumpet on Zion. Call the people together. Show your sorrow by going without food. Make sure that everyone is fit to worship me. Bring adults, children, babies, and even bring newlyweds from their festivities. Tell my servants, the priests, to cry inside the temple and to offer this prayer near the altar. Save your people, Lord God. Don't let foreign nations make jokes about us. Don't let them laugh and ask, 'Where is your God?' The Lord will bless the land." The Lord was deeply concerned about his land and had pity on his people. In answer to their prayers, he said, "I will give you enough grain, wine, and olive oil to satisfy your needs. No longer will I let you be insulted by the nations. An army attacked from the north, but I will chase it into a scorching desert. There it will rot and stink from the Dead Sea to the Mediterranean. The Lord works wonders and does great things. So tell the soil to celebrate, and wild animals to stop being afraid. Grasslands are green again. Fruit trees and fig trees are loaded with fruit. Grapevines are covered with grapes. People of Zion, celebrate in honor of the Lord your God. He is generous and has sent the autumn and spring rains in the proper seasons. Grain will cover your threshing places. Jars will overflow with wine and olive oil. The Lord will rescue his people. I, the Lord, your God, will make up for the losses caused by those swarms and swarms of locusts I sent to attack you. My people, you will eat until you are satisfied. Then you will praise me for the wonderful things I have done. Never again will you be put to shame. Israel, you will know that I stand at your side. I am the Lord, your God. There are no other gods. Never again will you be put to shame. The Lord will work wonders. The Lord said, later, I will give my spirit to everyone. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will have dreams, and your young men will see visions. In those days I will even give my spirit to my servants, both men and women. I will work wonders in the sky above and on the earth below. There will be blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will turn dark, and the moon will be as red as blood before that great and terrible day when I appear. Then the Lord will save everyone who faithfully worships him. He has promised there will be survivors on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and among them will be his chosen ones. The Lord will judge the nations. Chapter 3. At that time, I, the Lord, will make Judah and Jerusalem prosperous again. Then in Judgment Valley, I will bring together the nations that scattered my people Israel everywhere in the world, and I will bring charges against those nations. They divided up my land and gambled to see who would get my people. They sold boys and girls to pay for prostitutes and wine. You people of Tyre and Sidon, and you Philistines, why are you doing this? Are you trying to get even with me? I'll strike back before you know what's happened. You've taken my prized possessions, including my silver and gold, and carried them off to your temples. You have dragged the people of Judah and Jerusalem from their land and sold them to the Greeks. But I'll make the people of Judah determined to come home, and what happened to them will happen to you. I'll hand over your sons and daughters to the people of Judah, and they will sell them to the Sabaeans who live far away. I, the Lord, have spoken. Judgment in Judgment Valley. Say to the nations, get ready for war. Be eager to fight. Line up for battle and prepare to attack. Make swords out of plows and spears out of garden tools. Strengthen every weakling. Hurry, all you nations. Come quickly. Ask the Lord to bring his warriors along. You must come now to Judgment Valley, where the Lord will judge the surrounding nations. They are a field of ripe crops. Bring in the harvest. They are grapes piled high. Start trampling them now. If our enemy's sins were wine, every jar would overflow. Crowds fill Decision Valley. The judgment day of the Lord will soon be here. No light from the sun or moon, and stars no longer shine. From the heart of Jerusalem, the Lord roars like a lion, shaking the earth and sky. But the Lord is a fortress, a place of safety for his people Israel. God will bless his people. I am the Lord, your God. And you will know I live on Zion, my sacred hill, because Jerusalem will be sacred, untouched by foreign troops. On that day, fruitful vineyards will cover the mountains, and your cattle and goats that graze on the hills will produce a lot of milk. Streams in Judah will never run dry. A stream from my house will flow in Acacia Valley. Egypt and Edom were cruel and brutal to Judah, without a reason. Now their countries will become a barren desert. But Judah and Jerusalem will always have people. I, the Lord, live on Mount Zion. I will punish the guilty and defend the innocent.
This ends Joel, narrated by Jonathan Davis. And now, Amos, narrated by Richard M. Davidson.
Amos. About this book. Amos wasn't a professional prophet, and had never been trained to be a prophet. But when the Lord gave him messages for the people in the northern kingdom, Amos left his hometown of Tekoa in Judah, and went to preach in the town of Bethel in Israel, probably at the famous place of worship. In this book, Amos first condemns many of the nearby nations, and then he condemns the people of Israel, especially the rich who lived in luxury. They had great power, and used it to rob the poor and to make slaves of them. And even though most of the people were worshiping other gods besides the Lord, they still expected the Lord to protect them. Chapter 1. I am Amos, and I raised sheep near the town of Tekoa, when Uzziah was king of Judah, and Jeroboam, son of Jehoash, was king of Israel. 2 years before the earthquake, the Lord gave me several messages about Israel, and I said, "When the Lord roars from Jerusalem, pasturelands and Mount Carmel dry up and turn brown." Judgment on Syria. The Lord said, "I will punish Syria for countless crimes, and I won't change my mind. They dragged logs with spikes over the people of Gilead. Now I will burn down the palaces and fortresses of King Hazael and of King Ben-Hadad. I will break through the gates of Damascus. I will destroy the people of Wicked Valley and the ruler of Beth-Eden. Then the Syrians will be dragged as prisoners to Kir. I, the Lord, have spoken." Judgment on Philistia. The Lord said, "I will punish Philistia for countless crimes, and I won't change my mind. They dragged off my people from town after town to sell them as slaves to the Edomites. That's why I will burn down the walls and fortresses of the city of Gaza. I will destroy the king of Ashdod and the ruler of Ashkelon. I will strike down Ekron, and that will be the end of the Philistines. I, the Lord, have spoken." Judgment on Phoenicia. The Lord said, "I will punish Phoenicia for countless crimes, and I won't change my mind. They broke their treaty and dragged off my people from town after town to sell them as slaves to the Edomites. That's why I will send flames to burn down the city of Tyre, along with its fortresses." Judgment on Edom. The Lord said, "I will punish Edom for countless crimes, and I won't change my mind. They killed our own relatives, and were so terribly furious that they showed no mercy. Now I will send fire to wipe out the fortress of Teman and Bozra." Judgment on Ammon. The Lord said, "I will punish Ammon for countless crimes, and I won't change my mind. In Gilead they ripped open pregnant women just to take the land. Now I will send fire to destroy the walls and fortresses of Rabbah. Enemies will shout and attack like a whirlwind. Ammon's king and leaders will be dragged away. I, the Lord, have spoken." Judgment on Moab. Chapter 2. The Lord said, "I will punish Moab for countless crimes, and I won't change my mind. They made lime from the bones of the king of Edom. Now I will send fire to destroy the fortresses of Kiriath. Battle shouts and trumpet blasts will be heard as I destroy Moab with its king and leaders. I, the Lord, have spoken. Judgment on Judah. The Lord said, I will punish Judah for countless crimes, and I won't change my mind. They have rejected my teachings and refused to obey me. They were led astray by the same false gods their ancestors worshipped. Now I will send fire on Judah and destroy the fortresses of Jerusalem. Judgment on Israel. The Lord said, I will punish Israel for countless crimes, and I won't change my mind. They sell honest people for money, and the needy are sold for the price of sandals. They smear the poor in the dirt and push aside those who are helpless. My holy name is dishonored because fathers and sons sleep with the same young women. They lie down beside altars on clothes taken as security for loans. And they drink wine in my temple, wine bought with the money they receive from fines. Israel, the Amorites were there when you entered Canaan. They were tall as cedars and strong as oaks. But I wiped them out. I destroyed their branches and their roots. I had rescued you from Egypt, and for 40 years I had led you through the desert. Then I gave you the land of the Amorites. I chose some of you to be prophets, and others to be Nazarites. People of Israel, you know this is true. I, the Lord, have spoken. But you commanded the prophets not to speak their message, and you pressured the Nazarites into drinking wine. And so I will crush you, just as a wagon full of grain crushes the ground. No matter how fast you run, you won't escape. No matter how strong you are, you will lose your strength and your life. Even if you are an expert with a bow and arrow, you will retreat. And you won't get away alive, not even if you run fast or ride a horse. You may be brave and strong, but you will run away, stripped naked. I, the Lord, have spoken. Chapter 3. People of Israel, I rescued you from Egypt. Now listen to my judgment against you. Of all nations on earth, you are the only one I have chosen. That's why I will punish you because of your sins. The work of a prophet. Can two people walk together without agreeing to meet? Does a lion roar in the forest unless it has caught a victim? Does it growl in its den unless it is eating? How can anyone catch a bird without using a net? Does a trap spring shut unless something is caught? Isn't the whole city frightened when the trumpet signals an attack? Isn't it the Lord who brings disaster on a city? Whatever the Lord God plans to do, he tells his servants, the prophets. Everyone is terrified when a lion roars, and ordinary people become prophets when the Lord God speaks. Samaria is doomed. Here is a message for the leaders of Philistia and Egypt. Tell everyone to come together on the hills of Samaria. Let them see the injustice and the lawlessness in that city. The Lord has said that they don't even know how to do right. They have become rich from violence and robbery. And so the Lord God has sworn that they will be surrounded. Enemies will break through their defenses and steal their treasures. The Lord has promised that only a few from Samaria will escape with their lives and with some broken pieces of their beds and couches. It will be like when a shepherd rescues 2 leg bones and part of a sheep's ear from the jaws of a lion. The altars at Bethel. The Lord God All-Powerful told me to speak this message against Jacob's descendants. When I, the Lord, punish Israel for their sins, I will destroy the altars at Bethel. Even the corners of the altar will be left in the dirt. I will tear down winter homes and summer homes. Houses decorated with ivory and all other mansions will be gone forever. I, the Lord, have spoken. The Women of Samaria. The Lord said, Chapter 4. You women of Samaria are fat cows. You mistreat and abuse the poor and needy. Then you say to your husbands, "Bring us more drinks." I, the Lord God, have sworn by my own name that your time is coming. Not one of you will be left. You will be taken away by sharp hooks. You will be dragged through holes in your city walls, and you will be thrown toward Harmon. I, the Lord, have spoken. Israel refuses to obey. The Lord said, "Come to Bethel and Gilgal. Sin all you want. Offer sacrifices the next morning and bring a tenth of your crops on the third day. Bring offerings to show me how thankful you are. Gladly bring more offerings than I have demanded. You really love to do this. I, the Lord God, have spoken." How the Lord warned Israel. I, the Lord, took away the food from every town and village, but still you rejected me. 3 months before harvest, I kept back the rain. Sometimes I would let it fall on one town or field, but not on another, and pastures dried up. People from two or three towns would go to a town that still had water, but it wasn't enough. Even then you rejected me. I, the Lord, have spoken. I dried up your grain fields. Your gardens and vineyards turned brown. Locusts ate your fig trees and olive orchards. But even then you rejected me. I, the Lord, have spoken. I did terrible things to you, just as I did to Egypt. I killed your young men in war. I let your horses be stolen, and I made your camp stink with dead bodies. Even then you rejected me. I, the Lord, have spoken. I destroyed many of you, just as I did the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. You were a burning stick I rescued from the fire. Even then you rejected me. I, the Lord, have spoken. Now, Israel, I myself will deal with you. Get ready to face your God. I created the mountains and the wind. I let humans know what I am thinking. I bring darkness at dawn and step over hills. I am the Lord God, all-powerful. Turn back to the Lord. Chapter 5. Listen, nation of Israel, to my mournful message. You, dearest Israel, have fallen, never to rise again. You lie deserted in your own land, with no one to help you up. The Lord God has warned, from every 10 soldiers, only one will be left. From 1,000 troops, only 100 will survive. The Lord keeps saying, "Israel, turn back to me and you will live. Don't go to Gilgal or Bethel or even to Beersheba. Gilgal will be dragged away and Bethel will end up as nothing. Turn back to the Lord, you descendants of Joseph, and you will live. If you don't, the Lord will attack like fire. Bethel will burn to the ground and no one can save it. You people are doomed. You twist the truth and stomp on justice. But the Lord created the stars and put them in place. He turns darkness to dawn and daylight to darkness. He scoops up the ocean and empties it on the earth. God destroys mighty soldiers and strong fortresses. Choose good instead of evil. The Lord said, "You people hate judges and honest witnesses. You abuse the poor and demand heavy taxes from them. You have built expensive homes, but you won't enjoy them. You have planted vineyards, but you will get no wine. I am the Lord, and I know your terrible sins. You cheat honest people and take bribes. You rob the poor of justice. Times are so evil that anyone with good sense will keep quiet. If you really want to live, you must stop doing wrong and start doing right. I, the Lord God all-powerful, will then be on your side, just as you claim I am. Choose good instead of evil. See that justice is done. Maybe I, the Lord all-powerful, will be kind to what's left of your people." Judgment is coming. This is what the Lord has sworn. Noisy crying will be heard in every town and street. Even farmers will be told to mourn for the dead, together with those who are paid to mourn. Your vineyards will be filled with crying and weeping, because I will punish you. I, the Lord, have spoken. When the Lord judges. You look forward to the day when the Lord comes to judge, but you are in for trouble. It won't be a time of sunshine. All will be darkness. You will run from a lion only to meet a bear. You will escape to your house. Rest your hand on the wall and be bitten by a snake. The day when the Lord judges will be dark, very dark, without a ray of light. What the Lord demands. I, the Lord, hate and despise your religious celebrations and your times of worship. I won't accept your offerings or animal sacrifices, not even your very best. No more of your noisy songs. I won't listen when you play your harps, but let justice and fairness flow like a river that never runs dry. Israel, for 40 years you wandered in the desert without bringing offerings or sacrifices to me. Now you will have to carry the 2 idols you made, Sakoth, the one you call king, and Kaiwan, the one you built in the shape of a star. I will force you to march as captives beyond Damascus. I, the Lord God all-powerful, have spoken. Israel will be punished. Chapter 6. Do you rulers in Jerusalem and in the city of Samaria feel safe and at ease? Everyone bows down to you, and you think you are better than any other nation, but you are in for trouble. Look what happened to the cities of Calneth and powerful Hamath and Gath in Philistia. Are you greater than any of those kingdoms? You are cruel, and you forget the coming day of judgment. You rich people lounge around on beds with ivory posts while dining on the meat of your lambs and calves. You sing foolish songs to the music of harps, and you make up new tunes, just as David used to do. You drink all the wine you want and wear expensive perfume, but you don't care about the ruin of your nation. So, you will be the first to be dragged off as captives. Your good times will end. The Lord God All-Powerful has sworn by his own name, "You descendants of Jacob make me angry by your pride, and I hate your fortresses, and so I will surrender your city and possessions to your enemies. If only 10 of you survive by hiding in a house, you will still die. As you carry out a corpse to prepare it for burial, your relative in the house will ask, 'Are there others?' You will answer, 'No.' Then your relative will reply, "Be quiet. Don't dare mention the name of the Lord." At the Lord's command, houses great and small will be smashed to pieces. Horses can't gallop on rocks. Oceans can't be plowed. But you have turned justice and fairness into bitter poison. You celebrate the defeat of Lo-Debar and Karnaim, and you boast by saying, "We did it on our own." But the Lord God All-Powerful will send a nation to attack you people of Israel. They will capture Lebo Hamath in the north, Araba Creek in the south, and everything in between. A Vision of Locusts. Chapter 7. The Lord God showed me that He is going to send locusts to attack your crops. It will happen after the king has already been given his share of the grain, and before the rest of the grain has been harvested. In my vision, the locusts ate every crop in the land, and I said to the Lord, "Forgive me for asking, but how can the nation survive? It's so weak." Then the Lord felt sorry and answered, "I won't let it be destroyed." A Vision of Fire. The Lord showed me that He is going to send a ball of fire to burn up everything on earth, including the ocean. Then I said, "Won't you please stop? How can our weak nation survive?" Again the Lord felt sorry and answered, "I won't let it be destroyed." A Vision of a Measuring Line. The Lord showed me a vision of Himself standing beside a wall and holding a string with a weight tied to the end of it. The string and weight had been used to measure the straightness of the wall. Then He asked, "Amos, what do you see?" "A measuring line," I answered. The Lord said, "I'm using this measuring line to show that my people Israel don't measure up, and I won't forgive them any more. Their sacred places will be destroyed, and I will send war against the nation of King Jeroboam." Amos and Amaziah. Amaziah, the priest at Bethel, sent this message to King Jeroboam of Israel. "Amos is plotting against you in the very heart of Israel. Our nation cannot put up with his message for very long. Here is what he is saying. Jeroboam will be put to death, and the people will be taken to a foreign country." Then Amaziah told me, "Amos, take your visions and get out. Go back to Judah and earn your living there as a prophet. Don't do any more preaching at Bethel. The king worships here at our national temple." I answered, "I'm not a prophet, and I wasn't trained to be a prophet. I'm a shepherd, and I take care of fig trees. But the Lord told me to leave my herds and preach to the people of Israel. And here you are telling me not to preach. Now listen to what the Lord says about you. Your wife will become a prostitute in the city. Your sons and daughters will be killed in war, and your land will be divided among others. You will die in a country of foreigners, and the people of Israel will be dragged from their homeland." A Basket of Fruit. Chapter 8. The Lord God showed me a basket of ripe fruit and asked, "Amos, what do you see?" "A basket of ripe fruit," I replied. Then He said, "This is the end for my people Israel. I won't forgive them again. Instead of singing in the temple, they will cry and weep. Dead bodies will be everywhere. So keep silent. I, the Lord, have spoken." Israel is doomed. The Lord said, "You people crush those in need and wipe out the poor. You say to yourselves, 'How much longer before the end of the new moon festival? When will the Sabbath be over? Our wheat is ready and we want to sell it now. We can't wait to cheat and charge high prices for the grain we sell. We will use dishonest scales and mix dust in the grain. Those who are needy and poor don't have any money. We will make them our slaves for the price of a pair of sandals.' I, the Lord, won't forget any of this, though you take great pride in your ancestor Jacob. Your country will tremble and you will mourn. It will be like the Nile River that rises and overflows, then sinks back down. On that day, I, the Lord God, will make the sun go down at noon, and I will turn daylight into darkness. Your festivals and joyful singing will turn into sorrow. You will wear sackcloth and shave your heads, as you would at the death of your only son. It will be a horrible day. I, the Lord, also promise you a terrible shortage, but not of food and water. You will hunger and thirst to hear my message. You will search everywhere, from north to south, from east to west. You will go all over the earth seeking a message from me, the Lord, but you won't find one. Your beautiful young women and your young men will faint from thirst. You made promises in the name of Ashimah, the goddess of Samaria, and you made vows in my name at the shrines of Dan and Beersheba. But you will fall and never get up." Judgment on Israel. Chapter 9. I saw a vision of the Lord standing by the temple altar, and he said, "Shake the columns until the tops fall loose, and the doorposts crumble. Then make the pieces fall on the people below. I will take a sword and kill anyone who escapes. If they dig deep into the earth or climb to the sky, I'll reach out and get them. If they escape to the peaks of Mount Carmel, I'll search and find them. And if they hide from me at the bottom of the ocean, I'll command a sea monster to bite them. I'll send a sword to kill them, wherever their enemies drag them off as captives. I'm determined to hurt them, not to help them. His name is the Lord. When the Lord God all-powerful touches the earth, it melts, and its people mourn. God makes the earth rise and then fall, just like the Nile River. He built his palace in the heavens and let its foundations rest on the earth. He scoops up the ocean and empties it on the earth. His name is the Lord. The Lord is God. Israel, I am the Lord God, and the Ethiopians are no less important to me than you are. I brought you out of Egypt. But I also brought the Philistines from Crete and the Arameans from Kir. My eyes have seen what a sinful nation you are, and I'll wipe you out. But I will leave a few of Jacob's descendants. I, the Lord, have spoken. At my command, all of you will be sifted like grain. Israelites who remain faithful will be scattered among the nations, and the others will be trapped like trash in a sifter. Some of you are evil, and you deny that you will ever get caught, but you will be killed." The Lord's promise to Israel. "In the future, I will rebuild David's fallen kingdom. I will build it from its ruins and set it up again, just as it used to be. Then you will capture Edom and the other nations that are mine. I, the Lord, have spoken, and my words will come true. You will have such a harvest that you won't be able to bring in all of your wheat before plowing time. You will have grapes left over from season to season. Your fruitful vineyards will cover the mountains. I'll make Israel prosper again. You will rebuild your towns and live in them. You will drink wine from your own vineyards and eat the fruit you grow. I'll plant your roots deep in the land I have given you, and you won't ever be uprooted again. I, the Lord God, have spoken.
This ends Amos, narrated by Richard M. Davidson. And now, Obadiah, narrated by Jonathan Davis.
Obadiah. About this book. Obadiah was a prophet, but nothing else is known about him. His name, meaning worshiper of the Lord, was fairly common in ancient Israel. Obadiah wrote about the nation of Edom, which was south of the Dead Sea. The Edomites had been cruel to the Lord's people Israel, and so the Lord was going to punish them and give their land to Israel. Edom's pride and punishment. The Lord God gave Obadiah a message about Edom, and this is what we heard. I, the Lord, have sent a messenger with orders for the nations to attack Edom. The Lord said to Edom, I will make you the weakest and most despised nation. You live in a mountain fortress because your pride makes you feel safe from attack, but you are mistaken. I will still bring you down, even if you fly higher than an eagle or nest among the stars. I, the Lord, have spoken. If thieves break in at night, they steal only what they want, and people who harvest grapes always leave some unpicked. But Edom, you are doomed. Everything you treasure most will be taken from you. Your allies can't be trusted. They will force you out of your own country. Your best friends will trick and trap you, even before you know it. Edom, when this happens, I, the Lord, will destroy all your marvelous wisdom. Warriors from the city of Teman will be terrified, and you, descendants of Esau, will be wiped out. The Lord condemns Edom's cruelty. You were cruel to your relatives, the descendants of Jacob. Now you will be destroyed, disgraced forever. You stood there and watched as foreigners entered Jerusalem and took what they wanted. In fact, you were no better than those foreigners. Why did you celebrate when such a dreadful disaster struck your relatives? Why were you so pleased when everyone in Judah was suffering? They are my people, and you were cruel to them. You went through their towns sneering and stealing whatever was left. In their time of torment, you ambushed refugees and handed them over to their attackers. The Lord will judge the nations. The day is coming when I, the Lord, will judge the nations. And Edom, you will pay in full for what you have done. I forced the people of Judah to drink the wine of my anger on my sacred mountain. Soon the neighboring nations must drink their fill, then vanish without a trace. Victory for Israel. The Lord's people who escape will go to Mount Zion, and it will be holy. Then Jacob's descendants will capture the land of those who took their land. Israel will be a fire, and Edom will be straw going up in flames. The Lord has spoken. The people of Israel who live in the southern desert will take the land of Edom. Those who live in the hills will capture Philistia, Ephraim, and Samaria, and the tribe of Benjamin
will conquer Gilead. Those who return from captivity will control Phoenicia, as far as Zarephath. Captives from Jerusalem, who were taken to Sepharad, will capture the towns of the southern desert. Those the Lord has saved will live on Mount Zion and rule over Edom. Then the kingdom will belong to the Lord.
This ends Obadiah, narrated by Jonathan Davis. And now, Jonah, narrated by Norman Dietz.
Jonah. About this book. The book of Jonah is different from the other prophetic books because it gives only one sentence of what the prophet Jonah preached. Instead, this book tells how Jonah disobeyed the Lord and refused to warn Nineveh that it was going to be destroyed. Jonah even wanted the city to be destroyed because it was the capital city of Assyria, a hated enemy of Israel. But the Lord corrected Jonah. Then Jonah went to Nineveh and preached the Lord's message. When many people think about the book of Jonah, they think only of Jonah being swallowed by a huge fish. However, the message of this book is that the Lord wants to have mercy on everyone. Jonah runs from the Lord. Chapter 1. One day, the Lord told Jonah, the son of Amittai, to go to the great city of Nineveh and say to the people, "The Lord has seen your terrible sins. You are doomed." Instead, Jonah ran from the Lord. He went to the seaport of Joppa and bought a ticket on a ship that was going to Spain. Then he got on the ship and sailed away to escape. But the Lord made a strong wind blow, and such a bad storm came up that the ship was about to be broken.